Part 2, Big John. Big John still blamed himself for the death of his baby boy, and the fear of losing his girl had haunted him since the second she was born. He'd fretted over her every move as a child and as an adult. Women were the sunrise of Big John's world, glorious and beautiful and beyond. Though he'd come to believe women were stronger and smarter than men, he'd lived in a land where men were supposed to protect their weaker vessels, as the good book said. Big John had done more than protect his headstrong daughter. He not only introduced her to the man he was now pushing her to marry, a man with money and manners and religion to boot, he'd picked the very spot on the farm where he wanted them to build a house and raise a family. Would she toss him aside like she'd done with so many of her suitors? Big John knew the danger of hope, but he hoped anyway.